From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Arkansas's Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson is moving forward with Medicaid expansion and seeking federal approval for new adjustments to what has been known as the private option. A legislative task force endorsed the proposal Wednesday. The governor entered the health care task force meeting with a show of support from the Republican-controlled legislature. Hutchinson acknowledged his plan to continue Medicaid expansion, at least in some form, doesn't fit neatly with decisions other conservative states made about the provision of the Affordable Care Act.
If you look at other southern governors and other southern states, the position that I took was contrary. The position that I took bared some political risk. But at the same time, I saw it as the right thing to do for Arkansas.
However, he is also putting forward a few conservative reforms as a condition of continuing expansion.
I call it Arkansas Works. There's nothing magical about a name, but I think Arkansas Works is descriptive of where we want to go.
Hutchinson wants federal approval to shift Medicaid beneficiaries to employer-based coverage when possible, require referrals for workforce training, and to pay some small premiums. But Arkansas Works might not work for all conservatives, like State Senator Terry Rice.
I have not supported Obamacare. I have opposed the private option. I think it will collapse in time. It would be an improvement to what came out of Washington, D.C., but I wouldn't say it works for me.
Joe Farrar is a state representative who voted against Medicaid expansion in 2013, but lent support earlier this year and after the task force meeting, even though Hutchinson's waivers stop short of his ideal.
It's just what we can get right now. If we had a strong conservative Republican president now, we went in there and said, okay, Mr. President, conservative president, we want this population to be drug tested. We want this population to have jobs. We want this population to A, B, C, and D. And we got that, great. But we don't have that option right now. We got a president right now saying, well, let's do that.
Hutchinson said Arkansas needs to continue coverage, in part for the well-being of the nearly 250,000 low-income beneficiaries, and because keeping it is good for the state budget. Task Force Chair Charlie Collins, state representative from Fayetteville, elicited as much from the governor.
We would need to come up with $1.5 billion in savings, just so we don't get confused and think if we just eliminate the Medicaid expansion, we've solved our spending challenges. And I just wanted to make sure that I'm in sync with you, sir.
Representative Collins, you have expressed it precisely correctly. And I would just say that if we did not do this, we would have one challenge in a physical session.
However, Hutchinson argues to keep Medicaid expansion, the state needs to find $843 million in savings from traditional Medicaid for when the state starts picking up part of the cost of its expansion, leveling out at 10% in 2021. The task force agreed.
My bottom line is we have to achieve the savings. As to how you get there is a fair debate that are huge policy decisions.
The debate over how to arrive at those savings will be fought out in the months ahead. For now, Hutchinson plans to negotiate Medicaid expansion waivers with federal officials in January with the task force blessing. He hopes for a final draft in April with a special session to follow. The existing private option version of Medicaid expansion expires at the end of 2016. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.